Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We to brag right now. We're 1-1, just like the Philadelphia Eagles. But clock management, situational football rears its ugly head once again out in Philly as the Falcons come back 22-21 to win that game late on Monday Night Football. Fourth blow lead for the Eagles over the last year when it comes to leading in the game with 2 minutes left. All right, leading a game with 2 minutes left. They've blown four leads over the past calendar year. That's the most in the NFL, or tied for most in the NFL. So, look, man, it's a good day. Well, it's a bad day in Philadelphia. We get a little smile on our face, but we got our own issues here. As we say, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there getting out their graveyard shift. What is happening to all the overnight dancers, all the truck drivers, all the janitors, teachers, cops, you name it. Deebo Samuel now is out for a few weeks for the San Francisco 49ers. And I got that news after a nap, Shasky. After a nap, Deebo Samuel out for the next few weeks. So this Rams game where they got a bunch of guys beat up, the 49ers have a bunch of guys beat up, it's no time to panic, but it's definitely gut check time in the first quarter of the season here in a gotta have a game against the LA Rams. Deebo on the shelf for the next 3 weeks. No McCaffrey, no Pearsall. We don't even know how good he is. And so we're going to find out about Brock Purdy over the next couple of weeks here with the 49ers.
All right, so before I get into the Niners, because, you know, the Niners just, I love them so much. They drive me crazy sometimes. The injuries are just, I mean, I feel like I can't have nice things for multiple weeks. That being said, just allow me an opportunity, Bonte, to just enjoy a Philly loss. Now, it doesn't make the Niners loss any sweeter or anything. It's a nice unintended consequence of silver linings. You know, my grandma used to say to me, Joe, the grass isn't always greener. You can't keep up with the Joneses. No, but I can be very happy when the Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions, and the like lose games. And so I'm here for the enjoyment of seeing Sirianni with the befuddled, stupid face look all over him. Like, I'm just here for it. I needed that after all of the news of the last, I don't know, 36 hours or so, whether it's the McCaffrey might be out for, I don't know, ever. Deebo hurting his calf, the Niners losing that game that way. Whew! The thing I am allowed to feel good about is that I know when push comes to shove, my coach can literally go to the whiteboard and actually draw up solutions for my team. I'm not sure Nick Sirianni can do that. Yeah. So,
but we want them to win just enough to keep Sirianni in that seat. We don't want him fired.
That's true.
I mean, we do not want him fired.
We don't want Belichick sniffing around that job.
Now, you see the Eagles' defense is on our screen right now. Their pressure rate, 30th in the league, 23%. They allow 7 yards per play so far in the first 2 weeks of the season, and they do not have A.J. Brown. But you think about that situation yesterday, I was thinking, okay, they threw the ball on 3rd-and-3, and Saquon drops it. By the way, there was Joe Buck on the call there. But earlier in the game, They had a 4th and 4. They decided to 10-yard line. Mm-hmm. And they elected to go for it on the 4th and 4. They said no to the 3 points. Let's go for it. And they went for it. So late in the game, their final possession, they drop a great pass play to Saquon Barkley in the flat. He drops it on 3rd and 3. Now, a lot of us thought, run the ball there. Run the ball there. Eat the clock. Eat the clock. Eat the clock. And make Atlanta call that last time out. But you don't. You don't. Excuse me, Atlanta didn't have any timeouts at that point. They were done. They were done.
They had
run the ball.
No timeouts.
No timeouts. Run the ball. 40 seconds gets off the clock, and maybe you're running again. You set up the tush push. You get the first down, and you end the game, and you win, and you're 2-0 going into next week in the New Orleans in the Superdome. But you pass it, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's 2-down territory.
That's what I thought.
And they elect to go for the field goal. When it's only going to put you up 6.
Well, now this goes back to, like, so there's a variety of elements here, like congruity on thought process of aggression, right? Like, it's one thing to be like, and Brandon Staley kind of suffered from this, like, we're a go for it team. All right. So if it's 4th and 13 and you're backed up in your own 11 and your face, what was it, the Raiders that 1 year? It's like, no, you don't go for it in that situation. You right. punt it. And like, there's a time and a place early in a game when it's 0-0. I don't know, just me. Like, and I know the Niners did the same thing, and they were right on the 1, so it was a little different.
Right.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I do love taking the points early in a game.
Early in a game, take the lead.
I understand why you want to punch it in and get 6 and really get the momentum. And I know there's a whole home versus road and momentum. Like, I'll listen to all of those arguments. But late in the game, and you referenced it, to me, I thought it was 2-down territory. Because if you score a touchdown, the game is over.
Just run to get a first down, the game is over.
Exactly. You get a first down and the game is over.
Atlanta should not touch the ball the rest of the game.
And that's kind of the way I'm viewing it, especially when you see how lethal the tush push is.
Yeah.
To me, everything should be designed to get us a 4th and 1, you know, 3rd and 1 situation, because I know that I have one of the most unstoppable plays in the sport. And then, like, when the clock stops, I keep going back to the clock. I mean, it's a constant theme in the NFL right now. You cannot be a head coach in the modern NFL if you are not 2 and 3 steps ahead of where the fans are when it comes to clock management, understanding situational football, and because our awareness of it, because of Madden, because of fantasy football, because now we can watch every game, you know, whether you're on the Red Zone or whether you're watching on not DirecTV, but whatever it's called, the NFL YouTube package.
TV,
like, we see everything. And so if you don't understand the clock and you don't understand what's going on here, a minute 40 for a team in the NFL to march down?
Eternity. Eternity.
It's like, oh, well, they don't have any timeouts. Dude, they don't need any.
They scored. They literally scored with about a minute, 34 seconds left. So it took them a minute 5 to score. A minute and 5 seconds to score yesterday after the kickoff. And I'm looking back at the 4th and 4, Shasky.
And they took their time, by the way.
And they took their time. They went out of bounds. They took their time. They set up in the same formation. Peyton Manning on the board. Manning kind of like, I like this. They're in the same formation, running different plays, but you don't have a bunch of guys scrambling all around. The 4th and 4 was from their own 9-yard line, from the Falcons' 9-yard line early in the game.
Yeah.
It felt a little aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
It felt aggressive. It's like, Sirianni, take the points, take the lead. It's a struggle bus right now. You don't have A.J. Brown. Points are at a premium.
Would you agree inside the 2 or 3 and going for it is different than at the 9?
At the 9 is completely different.
So, okay, so we agree.
It's completely different.
Some people will say, oh, no. Going for it is going for it. And I'm like,
No. 4th and 4.
That's what
I'm
saying.
It's 4th and 4. It's not a gimme. From the 9, you're at home. There's no score. Take the points.
Especially against a team that they feel limited, the Atlanta Falcons. It's not like, you know, hey, we're facing the Chiefs and we know we need to score touchdowns. Okay, I'll listen to that argument. Yep. Kirk Cousins, until the final drive, looked very pedestrian.
Well, you don't blitz him on the final drive.
I don't know
you can't move. Sid 5, Sid 6. What are you waiting for? You have to be aggressive defensively to try to force a turnover, try to deflect the PBU. It was like the Eagles were playing 7-on-7 or something at the end of the first half. What are you doing there? So you don't go. So you do go for it in the first quarter, and you decide not to go for it at the end of the game. Well, Ryan Clark has some interesting things from ESPN to say about Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni might have just saved the Atlanta Falcons season.
It's that big.
And I think he definitely changed the course of Kirk Cousins' season. And it's not because that one play did so much, but that one play allowed the Atlanta Falcons a chance to go be great.
And here's Saquon Barkley.
I could sit here and, you know, complain and be upset about it, or I could be a professional athlete and go back to the drawing board and, you know, take the lick, move on, and get better from it. I made that play multiple times. I missed that play before, too.
I'm not going to sugarcoat.
Meaning the situation. That happens part of the game, and I just got to be better. I let my team down. I got a man up to it. I got on it, which I'm doing, and I can promise those guys in this locker room that I'm going to be better from them.
All right, that was Ryan Clark on Sirianni. That was Saquon Barkley. Oh, you got Sirianni as well? Oh, here's Sirianni.
Yeah, what does he have to say?
Here's Sirianni on the decision to pass on 3rd and 3.
In that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. You know, that would have came down to maybe a minute, and so we wanted to go up 6 points, you know, and it didn't work. So, you know, the decision to pass it there, again, like I said, you know, where they were junking it up inside, with it being 4th and 3 to go for it, I thought, you know, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown and see if they could drive the field, and they did.
All right, that's the type of answer that would get you fired in about 5 weeks. That is just awful.
It's incongruent, though. Would you agree? Like, we want them to be on a touchdown. Okay, well, to me, then it's 2-down territory at the end there. If it's 3rd down, you go for it on 4. If that's what your thought process is.
I really got lost with what he was saying. Like, he started off, like, just listen to it again, huh?
In that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. You know, that would have came down.
But they had a timeout because of the incomplete pass. Well, you threw the ball. So that's why they had to time out, all right? That's why they had to time out. Now, it was a great play design. Saquon's got to catch the ball.
Of course.
He's got to catch the ball. But at the same time, you're running it with success. You're going up the middle and gashing them. Overall, the Eagles averaged 5 yards a carry. Now, a lot of that was Jalen Hurts getting out the pocket and running.
I thought Jalen was awesome.
I thought Saquon, he averaged over 4.3 yards a carry, 22 for 95. He was bruising, and you have one of the best offensive lines in football. Get behind them. They can't stop you. Get you a yard or two, and it sets up the tush push. So, Sirianni, you gave them the timeout by even throwing the football and risking that. And then, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's 2-down territory. Yeah. They're going to pass it. Yeah, he left to go for the field goal to go up 6. Hey, Sirianni, all they got to do is score and kick an extra point. Now, the extra point was a lot longer because of the celebration by Drake London. But, Koo, he nailed it. He nailed it. So, I mean, I that answer's just pathetic. That's pathetic.
Okay, so
that'll get you fired in that market.
No doubt. Drake London scores the touchdown. And I guess my feed was behind. I was watching on the iPad. I was feeding the baby. He kept touching the screen. I was all over the place, right? And Michelle's down in San Jose. And so I go, wait a minute, penalty? What happened? And Sam's like, yeah, he let the chopper out or whatever Sam said in the thread. And I'm like, oh, I see it now. And he's like shooting a gun at the fans. I'm like,
I think he was playing Duck Hunt or something.
He was skeet shooting.
Yeah, skeet shooting or something like that.
Anyway, probably not the best thing to do after this most recent weekend's events.
No, I agree, but I didn't see it. And so, you know, when the text messages are ahead of your own feed when you're watching something, and I'm like, all right, you know what? He deserved that penalty.
Yep. So the Eagles are in trouble here. The NFC East, the winner may have 9 wins by the end of the day. 10 wins, maybe. Philly travels to New Orleans next week without A.J. Brown. Going to be very, very intriguing. And again, the Eagles' defense has given up 7 yards per play on the season. 7 yards per play. And they're not getting any pressure on the quarterback. You think they want Hassan running back? Oh, boy. They can't get anything.
Wait,
Saints are hot.
A.J. Brown's out next week?
Oh, he's out for the next few weeks.
Oh, my fantasy team's in shambles.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
you and the Niners.
Well, what else is it about?
I mean,
come on. A.J., well, I got him in fantasy, too. But that's the auto-drafted league, which I don't care about anymore. Because I'm like, they did me a...
It's true.
But anyway, A.J. Brown's out for a few weeks with a hammy. He's out for a few weeks with a hammy. So they're in trouble in Philadelphia. You look at the Dallas Cowboys. They're playing Baltimore this week in Dallas. The Eagles, look at their next 3 games. At New Orleans, at Tampa Bay, who they got bounced by in the playoffs, and then they host the Cleveland Browns.
All right. So I know you're focused on the NFC East. I want to take 1 second out to look at the NFC South. NFC South, as it's a walk it back Tuesday, I'm sorry. I completely underrated you. Tampa Bay, I didn't give you enough credit at all. I considered you a playoff team, but not a true contender. I could be eating my words. I mean, it was only 2 games, but at the same time, you look very, very good. You went up and won a humongous game in Detroit. Humongous game in an ugly way.
And they'll be 3-0 because they hosted Denver Broncos this week.
They're a battle-tested roster that a lot of guys on that team have won high-level playoff games. They were the ones that knocked out Philly last year. Then I look at New Orleans. Didn't see this coming. I'm like, wow. Like, the Kubiak who's running the offense, they look completely different. Kamara looks like he's CMC right now, even though we know he's been a great player for a long time. And then Atlanta winning that game, like, you know, don't count them out just yet. Even though I know it looked ugly at times, and I still think they're a work in progress, the NFC South looks way better than I thought.
Well, the Falcons, they get fat and happy at the end of the season. They host the Giants, they play the Commanders, they play the Panthers.
Oof.
You know, they've got the Broncos later in the season. But these next 3 games for them, they host Kansas City, Sunday Night Football. They host the Saints. Then they host the Buccaneers. So they have 3 straight home games against teams that haven't lost a game yet this season. Now the Saints, we're going to find out a lot about, but the Saints, with the way they scored, they could be that. Now, they're probably the surprise team now in the NFC. There's always a team that elevates, and now we can identify that it's probably the Saints. And you look at their next 2 weeks, or next 3 weeks, New Orleans Saints. They host the Philadelphia Eagles, who are beat up. It's a big-time game in the Superdome.
That's a big game.
Big game.
Wow, that's huge. That's a huge game.
And then you go to Atlanta the week after. You play the Falcons, and that's a rivalry game. They hate each other, the Falcons and the Saints. Those cities hate each other. That's going to be wild. And then they go to Kansas City for Monday Night Football.
Oh, God, I hate the Chiefs. I hate them so much.
That's a loss. Derek Carr in Kansas City. So he's just chocolate.
Yeah. Relax.
So like,
oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.